I am Talking Smut. And if you're listening to this audio anywhere other than Reddit or Soundgasm, it's been stolen. It's been rehosted without my permission. Please enjoy our feature presentation. Oh, God. There is nothing quite like a workshop. A place for everything and everything in its place. I suppose now that everyone is asleep, I should do a once-over on my other workshop. Got to keep everything sharpened and oiled, after all. Jesus Christ, you startled me. What in the hell are you doing here, young lady? You should be asleep. Oh, insomnia, is it? That's why I found you hiding behind the secret door in the garage, because you couldn't sleep. It certainly couldn't be because you've always been too damned curious for your own good, could it? Oh, well, you know what curiosity did to the cat, don't you? Where are you off to, young lady? No. No, you don't. No. You will be staying right here with me until we settle this. And if you attempt to leave again, I may have to be more forceful than I want to be. Do I seem like I'm joking to you, princess? You know what? I think we should talk. Father to daughter. Without interruptions. You can scream now, if you want. The neighbours won't hear you. Not even your mother will. I've tested it before, with someone about your size and age. I tortured her for hours, and you slept right through it. Oh, please, don't pretend. You're an intelligent young woman. You know what this room means. Look around you. The neatly arranged knives, the bindings, the tape, the tarps, the drain in the floor, the black clothes and masks. So, tell me, princess, what is it that your daddy does for fun? Speak up. Couldn't hear you. That's right. I knew you'd understand. I'm certain that you'd figured it out moments after you entered the room. How did you figure out how to get in? Oh, look at you, little forensic analyst. You found a bloody fingerprint on the wall. Very good. I am proud of you. I suppose that doesn't matter now. You see these? These are the handcuffs which I use to restrain my victims before I have fun with them. I'm going to put them on you, and you're going to let me, because you trust your daddy. You heard me, princess. Don't make me repeat myself. Now is not a good time to try your father's patience. Good girl. Let's just make sure that they're nice and tight. There. Now we can talk without you bolting for the door. So, the way I see it, there are two problems here. The first is, I do not wish to go to jail. And I suspect a significant part of you doesn't want me to be arrested either. I know that you love me as I love you. However, I am worried about the misguided morality that your mother may have instilled in you. It might drive you to do hasty and unfortunate things. The second problem is that part of me really, truly does not want to hurt you. I love you. Unfortunately, a different part of me, a deep and dark part, very much wants to hurt you. It wants to hear you moan and scream and struggle to breathe. It wants to devour you. Don't cry. No matter how delicious you look in tears, princess, Daddy needs you to keep it together. Okay? I need you to see something. Here. They're Polaroids. Look at them. I said look at them. Good girl. Yes. They share some similarities, don't they? Yes, they're pretty, fairly young, similar hair and body type, even similar features. What else do you notice about them? Please do not play dumb with me, young lady. You know exactly what I'm referring to. They look almost exactly like you. Each of these girls shares something else in common. I kidnapped them, tortured them, enjoyed them, then murdered them. The police have found pieces of them, but they'll never find all of them. Be careful with your sobs. You should have guessed by now they only serve to arouse me. In any case, I want you to thank the dead young ladies in the photos, even if they cannot hear you. Why? Because you owe them a debt of gratitude. I raped them so I wouldn't have to sneak into your room at night. I murdered them so I wouldn't have to choke the light out of your beautiful eyes. They're all just stand-ins for you, my beautiful daughter, my perfect victim. So, there are two ways the rest of this evening can go. The first is the least preferential for both of us. You disappear. The police come, find evidence that you've snuck out of your room at night, and tell us that they can't do anything about it. Later, they find pieces of you floating in the nearest river. You're reported as yet another victim of the Shoreline Ripper. Your mother and I mourn and beg for anyone that knows anything to come forward, but no one ever does. Of course, before that happens, I will have had you in every possible way before murdering you in an excruciatingly slow fashion. In this manner, I will give you the end that a nosy little slut like you deserves. But, let's be honest, it's not your fault that you're a slut. You were born that way. You can't help it. And you've always been so good for Daddy, haven't you, Princess? The second option is something that I will confess I have thought of a great deal. I always considered it just an idle fantasy, but now, perhaps it's fate. You cannot be trusted right now. If I let you go, you would have no choice as a good girl to run off to law enforcement and tell them what you have found. Deny it if you wish, but we both know the truth. There is only one way in which you can walk out of here, go upstairs and pretend like nothing ever happened, in which you will return to being my lovely little princess and will be safe from my darker impulses forever. And that's what you want, isn't it? A return to how things were before you stumbled in here. I thought so. Well, things will never be exactly the same, but we can fix this little problem. You see, for me to trust you not to turn me in, and for you to trust me not to strangle you in your sleep, we must grow closer. You must become complicit in my secret activities. You must be my partner. You must become my lover, my true companion in all things. You look much like your mother, but you have the same instincts as me for weakness, I can tell. You're prey right now, but you could be such a beautiful predator as well. Would you like that, Princess? Would you like to go hunting with Daddy? You're not saying anything. Maybe I can help you change your mind. What am I doing with this knife? Well, sweetie, I'm just redefining our relationship. I'm going to start by cutting that tight little t-shirt from your body. Hold still. Or don't. A little blood and pain can be fun between a father and his daughter. Good girl. Oh, and look, no bra. Surprise! What a little slut I've raised. I shouldn't complain. Those tits feel nice and firm and much better than your mother's, to be honest, and I've never had any complaints about her body. I wonder if your nipples are just as sensitive. Oh, was that a moan that escaped your lips? You can say no if you want. I won't stop. But you can say it. No matter what happens tonight, I'm finally going to get to rape my lovely daughter. I've fantasized about this for so long. You can come, too, if you want. If you'll just allow yourself to enjoy what happens to you. If you let yourself properly bond with me the way things were always intended to be. That's right. See? It's not so bad having daddy's hands on your tits, is it? I bet you want them on that luscious ass of yours and in that tight little pussy too. Come on now, princess. Doesn't that appeal to you? I know how you feel when you watch me showing affection to your mother. A part of you is jealous, isn't it? Even if you deny it, suppress it, a part of you wishes you were the one under me at night, being fucked mercilessly. Say it. Tell me what you want, princess. Beg your daddy to fuck you right here in this workshop. Why? Well, because I want to watch your sweet, innocent lips form the words. I want you to say what it is that you've really wanted all this time. Do it. Good, princess. I believed you. So you're going to get a reward. On your knees. You certainly did that fast. And did you lick your lips? Now, open your mouth and close your eyes. Trust your daddy. Good girl. Oh, yes. You like having daddy's hands in your hair, don't you? I bet you could give me a fine blowjob, but you prefer to be used. I can tell. You want daddy to fuck you like you're not his little girl, or even a person. That's fine. For now, you're just daddy's little fuckhole. Your throat feels so good. Even better than all the times and ways that I've imagined it. That's it. I'm sure you'd love to swallow your daddy's cum, wouldn't you? Yeah. That would be something special we could share. I can teach you so many ways to please me. But now, I need your sweet little cunt. That's it. Breathe. Just breathe. Let's just get you stood up and bent over my workspace here. There you go. Does the steel feel cold and hard on your tits? I bet you're the kind of girl who appreciates that sort of detail. It's almost like you're just a dead body in a morgue, isn't it? This is where I cut them, you know, when I'm done with them. Sometimes I even fuck them just like this before I do it. I'm going to pull down those cute little shorts now. No panties either. Oh, my. What a little treasure you are. Look at that. What a little... What a wet little slut my princess is. No surprises. You've wanted this for so long. Tell Daddy that you want his cock to be the first and only one that stretches you out. Do it. Good girl. Well, I never could deny my little girl anything. Oh, yes. Oh, don't worry. I'll show you all the ropes. You look so... so innocent. No one would ever suspect such... Oh, deep, soulful eyes. Oh, my God, you're going to be the ideal lure. Girls like you will see you as safe. They'll follow you anywhere, even into a car with a stranger. Oh, God, you'll never suspect a thing until our play turns rough. God, I think you'll enjoy it too. Yes, yeah, good girl. You will. Oh, God, the hunt. Drawing things out. Watching the true nature of the situation dawn on the victim's face. Feeling her struggle and beg as you use her. Finally, slitting her throat or strangling her. Yeah. And then, after the fact, we can fuck, covered in some poor slut's blood. Still rampant on the aphrodisiac of murder. Oh, God, there's nothing quite like it, I assure you. Is that what you want? Do you want Daddy to fuck you on the still cooling corpse of someone we killed together? God, say it. Say it. Good girl. I need you to feel something. I need you to feel what our victims will feel. No, don't cry. Just enjoy Daddy's hand wrapping around your delicate throat. Can you feel how I'm doing it? How I'm cutting the blood flow. Almost choked you out there. It works fast, doesn't it? Now let's try covering that cute little mouth and nose. Can you feel it? How hard you're trying to breathe? But you can't, can you? Look at those eyes. Panic suits you so much. Fuck. I'm close to coming. Just feeling you struggle for life under me. No. You're not allowed to breathe yet. Come for me. Come on. I know you're that close. If you don't want to die right now, you'd better let yourself come. There. I feel you tensing and gripping my cock. That's it. Come on. Scream into my hand for me. Come on. Oh, slut. Oh, fuck. I'm coming, my little girl. Oh, that was so good. Oh, so fucking good. Does it turn you on? Being that close to death? Think about it. I'm aroused almost uncontrollably by even the idea of raping and murdering my own daughter. You're perfect in your beauty and intelligence and even in your suffering. But instead of doing so, I take my lusts out on these other girls. To spare you, my love. They're exceptional in their own way, but unimportant. And you. Now you've discovered what an incredible sensation it is to have your own father inside you, with your fragile life in his cold hands. I wager that you've never come so hard in your life, have you? Truth is, you get off on being my victim. As much as I get off on having you be my victim. Now, we can do this together. we can share this unique and special experience. You can aid me in my work and imagine yourself in our victim's place. One day, perhaps, you'll share this with a child of your own. But I've overwhelmed you a bit, haven't I? I'm sorry, Princess. The awakening of such desires can be traumatic. It's okay. You don't have to say anything. And crying is normal, especially for your first time. It will get easier to enjoy our special time together the more times it happens. All right. What I need you to do, Princess, is to go on upstairs and take a shower. Get clean, put on some fresh clothes, and go to bed. Don't worry or even think. Just let your mind be beautiful and blank. I'll be up to tuck you in shortly. And you'll float right off to dreamland, I promise. Now, go upstairs and get some rest. You have a busy day tomorrow. You're going to be travelling with Daddy, and I have so many new activities for my little princess to try. We're going to be closer than ever now. I just know it.